Call off the dogs. How low can the Blairites go? The latest comments by Chuka Umunna, calling Labour Party members dogs for campaigning against right-wing MPs, are the politics of the gutter. He is no socialist. Addressing the right-wing progress organisation, he said Jeremy Corbyn should call off the dogs. His insults remind me of Eric Hammond, right-wing leader of the EGPU Union, now part of Unite, at Labour Party conference in 1984. He attacked the leadership of the National Union of Minorcas, calling them donkeys. He refused to call out power station workers to support them, saying striking miners were lions led by donkeys. The riposte of Ron Todd, leader of the TNG Union, now also part of Unite, was, well, I'm an animal lover, and I prefer donkeys to jackals. Labour Party members' riposte to Umunna should be, we'd rather be dogs than jackals. Umunna reminds me of that famous soul song by the OJs, they smile in your face, all the time they wanna take your place, the backstabbers, backstabbers. Umunna should go, and form his Social Democratic Party Mark II, and see how far he gets. Right over a cliff, I reckon. It's about time Jeremy Corbyn put aside his Zen approach to the Blairites, and got more combative. He can make a start, by supporting mandatory resurrection of MPs. Chris Fernandez, Derby. On the 8th of September, George Galloway and Ken Livingstone visited Liverpool as part of their anti-witch hunt speaking tour. On discovering that the Socialist Party's Tony Mulhern, anti-cuts Liverpool Labour councillor from 1983 to 1987, was interested in attending, Galloway arranged for him to speak from the stage. The event was in the spectacular concert room of St. George's Hall, which holds 500 people. The capacity crowd was enthusiastically in support of Jeremy Corbyn. Galloway's contribution heaped praise on Corbyn, and condemned Blair and his acolytes. He agreed with a view held by the Socialist Party, and the overwhelming majority of Labour members and the wider public, that the charges of antisemitism are a smear strategy by an unholy alliance of anti-socialist forces which will not rest until Corbyn is removed as leader. Livingstone's contribution was similar, but unfortunately had more of a broad church attitude towards the Blairites. It was striking that all the most radical points were greeted with the loudest applause. Galloway introduced Tony as a comrade who was part of the leadership which fought Thatcher, and refused to carry out Tory cuts. Tony spoke with great effect, calling on Corbyn to stop apologising, and call out the smear campaign for what it is, a capitalist coalition of cant and hypocrisy. This was greeted with an immediate ovation, as was his call for mandatory resurrection, to make Labour MPs democratically accountable. Tony called on Galloway and Livingstone to support the application of the Socialist Party, to be allowed to affiliate to Labour with full democratic rights. He said, if it's good enough for the Cooperative Party in Progress, then it's good enough for us. Both nodded, and all of these calls were met with cheers and clapping. The enthusiasm for socialist change, and mandatory resurrection revealed the chasm between the National Momentum leadership's conciliating approach towards the right, and the mass of the Labour movement. That enthusiasm should be built on. Dave Walsh, Liverpool. The right-wing Labour MPs hope to ditch Jeremy Corbyn without the inconvenience of a leadership election. They made a song and dance about the refusal of Labour's National Executive Committee, NEC, to adopt all the examples tacked onto one establishment organization's definition of antisemitism. When the NEC retreated, by adopting all the examples, they continued with their offensive. By denouncing Labour as institutionally racist, Chuka Umunna has burnt his boats. It is clear his future lies with Tony Blair's fictitious moderate party. I don't know if Tony Blair is thought of as a moderate in Iraq, or as a mass-murdering war criminal. It is clear that Chuka Umunna thinks he would be better off with Blair, with the trademark austerity, privatization, and war of Blairism, than with the Labour Party membership he calls dogs. We will just have to manage without him. Derek McMillan, Durrington, Sussex.